Future. No, not the rapper. I mean, what actually is the future to us? For some, it's the great unknown. For others, a singular goal or big dream they are pursuing. For me specifically, the future is simply the result of our actions in the present. In a way, it's a butterfly effect. For example, if I decide to learn how to play guitar, then I'll be able to in the future if I continue to practice. But if I don't, the future will look different and the opposite will happen. Instead, I end up developing no musical skills, no strength in my fingers to hold down chords, and be stuck at square one all due to the lack of practice. It really reminds me of last year when I was a senior in high school. I was feeling both nervous and anxious because of how uncertain I was about my future after high school. It was extremely demotivating to what I have been working towards for basically my entire life, a successful college career. I wasn't sure what college or major to go for because I didn't feel good enough about my options. Ultimately, I had to step back and take a breather to get a better grasp of my situation and remember who I was. Eventually, I remembered that I actually needed to make myself proud instead of others of my life. I realized that I had to stay motivated and push through to reach my goals, something that multimedia journalist Jermaine understands and explores in his story. Jermaine Jackson is a high school senior who created a story that dives into the idea of motivation and how it affects people's drives and decisions for the future. His discovery in his story resonated with me and reminded me of when I was in his shoes. The crazy thing is that this wasn't the first time I really dove deep and thought about my future. One of my earliest memories is when I was 7 years old. It was always nice coming home from school and having my grandma cook me food and set up a small table in front of the TV where I would watch some of my favorite shows. One of the shows having one of the best sponges known to the world, SpongeBob SquarePants. I remember watching the episode where Squidward was frozen and sent to the future. He eventually unfroze and the whole Krusty Krab was covered in shiny metal, with SpongeBob coming in and revealing that he was now a robot called SpongeTron. It got me thinking about how everything would change and be more advanced. If SpongeBob was now a robot, would we change it to robots too? Would everything be more tech heavy? How would cars fly? The future of our surroundings definitely got me interested, and not just for me, but for journalists Jalen and Vicente as well. Jalen focusing on the future development of cars, while Vicente discusses on how we consume shows and media today. Which reminds me of the new Mario movie that recently came out. Jeez, remember when video game movies were bad? Speaking of video games, nothing got me more excited for the future than gaming. I have loved playing video games since I can remember, and every new game I play makes me wonder how the next one would do better and be different from before. From how Mario would control in the next one, to how shooting and movement will improve in the next Call of Duty. To how the story and characters will incorporate new things and make me invested in the next title like Persona 5. I have seen and grown up with video games. And just like with my future, and similarly to journalist Ty, who wishes to make gaming his professional career. He even discusses the accessibility of that option being more common as time goes on and how that will continue to prosper. However, as of right now, the gaming scene looks bleak with the third cancellation of E3 occurring in June, since big companies such as Microsoft and Nintendo pulling out from the event. Hopefully this turns around and the gaming industry thrives in the future rather than taking blows as it has right now. However, don't take my word for it. Let's dive deeper into the topic and learn about the different aspects of the future through our aforementioned journalist stories and their thoughts and discoveries about the future. While discovering these stories, While discovering these stories, I leave you with this, my fellow listener. What does the future have in store for you?